We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school wrestling as we preview the season for the Riverside Bulldogs. Riverside does lose six seniors from last year's squad, but does have some talent coming back. Casey Conover, head coach for Riverside Wrestling, with me now. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into your opener this week?
Good, good. They're working hard in practice. They're fighting every day in the room. They're asking great questions. They want to get better each day.
Right. Well, I mean, how do you just feel about this team? You lose a lot from last year, and you're going to need some other guys that were kind of under 500 last year to step things up for this season.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great senior class. I mean, they did some great things the 4 years at Riverside, but we got a lot of talent. I mean, I have eight returning seniors, you know. Quite a few of them did wrestle varsity. Some of them now get the opportunity to wrestle varsity. But, you know, I got five good experienced juniors. I got eight freshmen, or eight sophomores and five freshmen. So we got a good balance of old and young. You know, I'm excited about how this team will gel together.
Right. Well, let's talk about the seniors first. I mean, it starts with Jackson Gordon, I would imagine. I think of all those seniors, he's the one who went to state last year, 30-3 record. Maybe disappointed he didn't get on the podium at state. I would imagine he's highly motivated to have a big year this year.
Yeah, he is. He's very motivated. He's working hard in practice. He has some goals. He knows the goal he wants to get, and I'm excited to see that.
What?
I mean, he's been a great leader.
You know, what do you like about Jackson and just how he's proceeded this season and what he needs to do to work himself to getting on that podium?
The big thing is there's some technical things we need to work with him. You know, we got to get better, you know, hand fights and stuff like that, you know, controlling the ties when we have to be in the ties and stuff like that. And moving his feet. And he's doing all those things really, really well. He's that quiet leader. You know, he's never a guy that's going to be that yellow screaming in practice. He just does it by going hard every single time, working out, you know, always trying to be the first one to win the sprints. He's every drill, it's always going hard, you know. So he really shows his leadership really through his work ethic.
And what do you think about guys like Jack Brannon and Gavin Hackett and Jackson Allen? They had your most kind of experience for your seniors from last year.
Yeah, Jack, you know, Jack's a two-time state qualifier. You know, he unfortunately had a bad end at districts last year, you know, kind of a call that didn't quite go away. That happens from time to time. And, you know, Jack's got a lot stronger. His technique's getting a lot better, which is really neat to see. He's asking a lot of good questions. And with Gavin and Jackson Allen, they've just worked hard. You know, Jackson Allen really committed himself this past off season. I mean, he did quite a bit of freestyle. He went to a lot of camps, did some private lessons with some coaches, and I'm excited to see the growth with Jackson Allen. He's done great things, and Gavin, you know, he just got bigger and stronger, and really been asking great questions on our technique, you know. But then you get guys like Keegan Smith and Keegan Allensworth. And, Braden Comstock, you know, those guys there who have been with the program for 4 years and seen some varsity. And now they have a chance to step up and be really good leaders, and they have. And then a big addition was Wyatt Bell. He was a very successful wrestler back in the younger days, and decided to come back out for wrestling, and he's been looking really, really tough in the room. And he helps add some more experience and just strength to our upper weights.
Yeah, well, he had a great football season, no doubt, and so to see him in the wrestling room, that's great. I'm sure Nick Crone doesn't like that because he doesn't have him on basketball, but he'll be fine. Nick's got he's doing fine there. I guess when you start with juniors, you start with two guys that went to state last year, and of course, one, Drew Anderson, a second place finish from last year, an impressive year at 132 pounds. Kingston Corrigan, another one who went to state for you, went 3-2 at state, just missed out on the podium. What do you see from these two state returners that, you know, that can help lead this team this year?
Oh, that's really good. Kingston, you know, is really highly motivated. You know, he's lost now his freshman and sophomore year both times in the blood round, and that has really has driven his focus where he just wants to get better, and he's just been pushing the envelope, hardcore with that, and that's been exciting to see that. On that, Drew has just been phenomenal. He, you know, did a lot of great things this off season to get himself better. And his leadership skills has been really, really good in the room. You know, he's been kind of that spoken guy, kind of telling guys, hey, we need to do this and this. He's kind of been that a little bit of a verbal guy. Like, hey, we need to stay focused and stuff like that. His help with the young kids has been awesome too. You know, working with some of our new young kids, showing them kind of things doing with that. I'm really excited for him as the season gets going on.
Yeah.
Guys like Rex Shano, who saw some action, he's been working really hard, and Connor Shady. And then another young a guy we got in the upper weights, Lucas Manza, who's back out with us, which has been really working hard too.
Great. And then how about sophomores and freshmen? Has there been anybody who stood out there right now?
Yeah, you know, sophomore classes come in. You know, we had a lot of sophomores that did things. You know, you look at Courtney Herring and Max Stanker and Keegan Taylor. They really dedicated themselves this offseason into getting better in the room. And it's been really fun to watch them because they know they got to step up a little bit more. We got a couple, you know, young guys out with Kaiser Mandeville, who was good in the youth, came back out, and Malachi Malone, he is now here at Riverside wrestling with us, and he had saw some varsity action last year at his other school. But then you're a freshman, you know, we had some good young freshmen that have been wrestling a long time. You know, you look at Mason Hauser, who had very, very good success in the youth program, and Max Shano, who also had very high success in youth and wrestled a lot of youth tournaments and did very well at the state level. But then, you know, Max was Applegate and Ed Singleton and Marshall Forso, that rounds out our freshmen. I mean, they've just done a great, great job, you know, just pushing the envelope of just trying to get better. You know, I look at my five freshmen, these are five freshmen that have come in and, you know, have been wrestling. They've had a lot of matches underneath their belt since their youth. That helps.
No doubt. And just to wrap it up real quick, what do you just see as a key for your team to have a successful season this year?
Same thing. You know, we talked day one, you know, conference title, state championships. You know, that's what we want. The goals haven't changed since Mitch Anderson, you know, took the program over in the 90s. You know, we got to have those goals, you know. How we do it, we got to come to practice each day. You gotta work hard, you know. You got to work hard each day. You got to, you know, basically push each other. You know, you always say, check your ego at the door. We're one team, not one individual. And we as a collective group are going to get better and better. And if we can do that, good things can happen with this team.
Well, it all starts Thursday night at Underwood in a triangular with Glenwood, and then you go up to Sergeant Bluff Luton for a tournament on Saturday. Coach, we'll be following your boys throughout the season all the way to the Casey Center. Really, it's going to be weird not saying the well. We really, really appreciate your time and looking forward to the wrestling season. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Casey Conover, head coach for Riverside Wrestling, with us here on KSOM.